It says, "Mi moitzi miyad mi." Who can take out the money from who? The case is like this. If a guy is a shchid merah, if a guy is dying away, and he gives away all his property for a present, and then he gets well, so we say the maton is bottle. Because we say he only meant to give away the present because he thought he was going to die, so he doesn't need it anymore. But if he gets well, then we say it's a nekir, he never meant to give it away, and he has a right to keep all his property. But that's only if when he gave it, he was sick. Let's say if when he gave away the present, he was normal, healthy, then even though he gets dying sick later, he can't be chaser anymore. Because when he gave it, he was healthy, he meant to give it away. So let's say this person gave away all his property for a present. And a month later, the owner comes back to this person and says, "Listen, I was sick when I gave it to you. And now that I'm well, I want it back." That's what the owner says. And the other guy that has the present already says, "No, listen, you were well then and you gave it to me, it's mine." So who do we believe? We don't have any edim. What do we do? So the question is, "Mi maitzi miyad mi?" Who do we believe? So it says, "Who maitzi miyadam?" The owner has the right to keep it. He takes it away from this new person who wants to take away the present. B'loi raya, without any proof, because he's a muchzik in the money. He had a cheskes marikame, belonged to him before. Hussein probably still stays with him. Tehein, but this people, the person who wants to get the present, ain't might see him the other, can't take it away. B'loi raya, without a raya. Since he's the one that wants to take away the present from the original owner, he has to bring a proof to say that the person was well when he gave away the present, and then he has a right to keep it. Divrei Rabbi Yaakov, that's what Rabbi Yaakov says. Rabbi Nosson says it depends. In Borihu, if right now when we see the owner, he's well and healthy, so then we'll say most probably he was well and healthy last week when he gave the present. Therefore, Olav Lahavi Raya, if he wants to still keep the present, he has to bring a proof that he was sick last week. Shoya Shchimera, he has to bring the proof that he was Shchimera last week. But what's going to be if Yim Shchimera who? Let's say right now he's sick, he's in his dying bed as a Shchimera. So then we say the way he is right now, that's most probably the way he was yesterday or whenever it was. Therefore, Aleim Laviraya, Shibori Hoya. They have to bring a proof that last week when he gave the present, he was normal. So who is Yitzhak Machlaikas here? Do we say that the way he is right now, that's the way he was before? That's the way Rabbi Nosson says. And if Yaakov says, no, we don't look at the way he is right now. So Mora says, if so, name him, let's say, Rav the Yomek Rabbi Nosson. Rav says, he goes back to Rav Nosson, that whatever he is right now, that's the way he was before. Just like Rav says, since she's a Begeris now, we'll say she was a Begeris before. Say also, if he's sick now, we'll say he was sick before. If he's healthy now, he was healthy before. Or Shmuel the Yomek Rabbi Yaakov. And Shmuel that says, no, there's no proof in the fact the way he is right now, that's the way he was before. It's always a suffix, goes like Rabbi Yaakov. Therefore, it's a suffix how he was before. Therefore, the cloud is leaving by Cheskes Morikama. He has the right to keep it. So, our answer is no. Omalach Rav. Rav answers back and says, "I'm not the Yom Rafiluk Rabbi Yaakov. I could go even according to Rabbi Yaakov Shita." And I'll tell you like this. Ad kind up until now, Lord, come on, Rabbi Yaakov, also, Rav didn't say over there, Diyikul Amen Nehemel Momnachas Kosei. Why do we say the owner keeps it? Only because he has the Cheskes Morikama. That's a very strong thing. We can't take it away from him unless we have 100% proof. Avulach, Minay Nehemel Gufachas Kosei. But over here, by this Nara, this Isha, since today is the day she's supposed to change, so you can't say since she was a Nara yesterday, she's still a Nara today. Today is the end of the 6 months, today she's supposed to change. So therefore, Rav says, according to everybody here, that if we see a Begeris now, most probably she was a Begeris in the morning. Or Shmuel HaMashmuel says, no, nor the Yamri, I go also according to everybody. Afidul Rabbi Nosson, I could even go according to Rabbi Nosson. That even though we see her of the Geras now, it doesn't mean she was anything in the morning. So for a question then, why does Rav Nosson say if we see him healthy now, we say most probably he was healthy before? Because like this, Ad kandloi kama Rav Nosson hosom tikule alma v'cheskas briyim kaima. Because people normally are healthy. So therefore, if we see him healthy now, for sure we should say he was healthy last week also. That's the stronger thing than a Begeris. Because here it's a normal thing, normal people, most people are healthy. Whoever wants to take himself out of a cheskas, he wants to say he was sick last week, heavier lele su yiraya. That's why he has to bring the raya. But over here, if she's taken herself away from the chazaka the way she was before she was an arrow. So therefore, could be she was an arrow in the morning also. So that's what Shmuel says, even though the fact we see it to be a Begeris later at night, there's no proof how she was in the morning. So Kitza could be the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel is not the Machlokes between Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Nosson. Now the Gemara says, Naina still, let's say, Kani Tanoi. Maybe still the machlokes Rav and Shmuel is told in another machlokes Tanoim. We learn like this: Kidsha Avia Baderech. If the father married off his daughter in the morning because he held she was a nara, he married her off. For Kidsha Atzma Beir. Then that afternoon she married off herself in the city. Varehi Bageris. And we find her right now to be a Bageris. Yeah, this is a nice act. Yeah. We find her right now to be a Bageris. That's the Shiloh. The father married her off in the morning because he thought she was an Ara. In the afternoon, she married off herself, and now we find it to be a Bageris in the afternoon. So what's the luck? Is the morning, which Kedushin is good? So Tony Chode, one Brisa we learned, Harehi Bageris Lefaneinu. We have Rav Svara, that since right now we look at her, we see she's a Bageris, she has some money Bageris, so we say most probably she was still a Bageris, she was already a Bageris in the morning, and therefore the morning's Kedushin is no good, the father can't marry off anymore, only the afternoon is good. But Tan Yidduch, another Brisa says, no, Chayshina LeKedusha Shneim. We have to be afraid, maybe in the morning she was still a Nara. So maybe the father's Kedushin was really Chal. And maybe no, maybe in the morning she was already a Bageris. Then the father's Kedushin means nothing, only the afternoon's Kedushin is something. So this one says as a Sufik, who is Mekodeshes? So my love isn't this, Chad Kirav Chad Kishmuel. This is Namish the Machlekes, Rav and Shmuel. That Rav says, since we find her now in the afternoon to be a Bageris, we say she was a Bageris in the morning already. And therefore the morning's Kedusha means nothing. And Shmuel says, no, even though we find her now to be a Bageris, maybe first now she became a Bageris. But maybe in the morning she was an Ara. Maybe the first one's Kedusha is Chas. We have a Suffolk. So Chur, it's a Machlekes Tanoim. Samura says, Loy, I'll tell you, no, maybe there's no Machlekes. Maybe that's not the Machlekes. I'll tell you, Idi V'idi Kishmuel. Maybe both of these Tanoim really hold like Shmuel Svara. That even though we find her now to be a Bageris, maybe in the morning she could be a Nara. It's possible. So what's the machlokes here? Kan b'machashto, kan b'shem machashto. There's no machlokes. But the question is, does she argue or not? In other words, when she says that she was a Bageris in the morning, then we believe her. Then the morning's Kedusha means nothing. But when she doesn't say anything, then as far as we're concerned, it's a good doubt. Maybe in the morning she was an Ara still. So therefore, those Tanoim is no machlokes. It's like this. It could be they both hold like Shmuel. Really, if she would keep quiet in Ara, we have a good Suffolk, maybe in the morning she was still in Ara. So maybe the morning's Kedushin is Chal. Maybe not. When do we say for sure only the second one is Chal? When she tells us, the girl herself tells us, listen, I was already a Bageris in the morning. So she says so, then we believe her.
This tape is being sponsored by the Engel and Goldstein Mishpocho, Lezeich Nishmas, the father, Rabbi Victor ben Rabbi Chaim Avrom, Olav Shalom. The limit of this tape should be a schus and an ilui for the neshama. All right, a turnover.
So it could be this is not the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. So therefore, again, it's good, but the questions are, if it's a Machlokes Tanoim, how come Rav and Shmuel is arguing over again? So when I was answering, from these Tanoim, we don't see clear the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. It could be there, they're only talking about if she was Machlokes, if she disagreed or didn't disagree. Now the Gemara says, maybe let's say also the same thing. Let's say, me the mas nisa lepligi. Since in the Brisa there's no machlokes, maybe I'm a roi nami lepligi. Maybe there's no machlokes between Rav and Shmuel either. That maybe Rav only says that she's a Bageris in the morning if she says she was a Bageris. And Shmuel only says it's a doubt when she doesn't say anything. So now the Gemara proves no, that's not the pshat. Avada, they do argue even when she keeps quiet. The Tisbra, that's true that they don't argue. Or Rabbi Yosef b'Reid Rabbi Menashe, midvil from Deville, or about Uvda Kavosa the Rav. He had a case, and he passed on like Rav, that the Kedushin in the afternoon is Chal, and the morning's Kedushin of the father means nothing. And the Ikvet Shmuel got very angry at him. The Yom said like this, Kula Yalma Kadale Bekava Zuta. Everybody, like, their Chochma is in a small barrel. They're not such big Chachamim. Fahai, but this person, I'm with Rabbanim, this Rabbanim Mitzvil, this Rabbi Yosef, Reid Rabbi Menashe, Kayole Bekava Rabbi, he's a very smart person, he could put him into a big barrel. And still, he passed it wrong. So you see, Shmuel got angry. Now the question is, if you want to tell me, Loi Pligi, that really Rav and Shmuel don't argue, just that Rav only said as Alocha, when the girl tells us that she was a Bageris in the morning, Samaiko Makbid, how come Shmuel got angry? So since Shmuel got angry, it's a chloraya that it's a machloikis, Rav and Shmuel. That Rav, they're talking about even when she doesn't say anything. Just we know that in the afternoon she was a Bageris. Our suffix is, what was she in the morning? So Rav says, since she's a Bageris now, she was a Vada Bageris in the morning. And Shmuel says it's a suffix. So we see it's a machloikis. This shall be goristus and that. Dilma ki ovet uvda for machashtoi. That's because this part. If you want to say what it is on machlegas and my mik on my komakbin, dilma ki ovet uvda machashtoi. Maybe the other case was when she was machish. So kids, this is a proof to say no that Rav and Shmuel do argue. Now the Gemara says, Omalei Mazutra al Rabashi. Hoch yom Ramein. This is what Ramein has said. Hilchos akavos to Shmuel. We passing like Shmuel. For Ravashi yom hilchos akavos to the Rav. No, we passing like Rav. Hilchos akavos to the Rav. The Gemara comes out, the Maskonas are passing like Rav. The Tosfos speaks out, even though usually it's Poshid, Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, we passing like Rav by Surim. But yes, since there's a man the yom that passing like Shmuel, the Gemara has to repeat itself and say, you should know, Hilchos akavos to the Rav. We take a passing like Rav. That we say, since she's a Begeris right now, she was a Begeris in the morning, therefore the morning's Kedushin is nothing, only the afternoon. Now back to Yuchsin a little bit. Of a man left town and went with his wife to America. He was in Eretz Yisrael first, and went to America. Then later, a year later, two later, he comes back with his wife with children now. For Yomer, the man says, this is my wife that I went with, and this is she. These are her children. In other words, them yucheses. Because most probably when they first got married in Eretz Yisrael, they checked out the yichus. So he's saying she's the same yucheses, and therefore the kids now are also the cheskas yucheses that Kahanim can marry them. The locher was in Sarach Lavi Rai. He doesn't have to bring any proof. Since this is the same wife, and he was already married with her before, he doesn't have to bring any proof that this is her, and that the kids are her kids. The Gemara says we're talking about where the kids are young and clinging on to the mother. So that's the chazaka to say that these are her kids. Therefore, we say these kids are miucheses. What about Macy? Comes back and says, my wife died there in America, but v'yelu boner, these are her children. Then maybe raya labonim. You have to bring proof edim that these are the children. We don't believe you. We have to have edim that these children came from her, and then the becheskas miucheses can't marry them. But v'yeni maybe raya lisha. You don't have to bring proof upon the isha, because since she got married to her here in Eretz Yisrael, they checked her out and mustabe she is miucheses. What about the man says like this? The man left town. And he went to America, and he says like this, Isha noshati b'mdinas hayom. This is my wife that I got married to in America. Harehi zu, this is she. V'yelo boner, like now he's coming back to Eretz Yisrael. And he's saying, these are the children we had there. So in such a case, maybe Raya Isha, he has to bring a proof now that she's miucheses. Because since they didn't get married in Eretz Yisrael, only in the Medina Sayom, maybe he didn't take a miucheses. We don't know what the yichus is there. So therefore, you have to have edus that she was miucheses. But v'ein sor lovi raya alabonim. Again, since they're young children, they're clinging to the mother, so you don't have to bring a proof that these are her kids. That's the chazaka that these are her kids. What about Mesa? The man says, listen, my wife died in America, and I'm only coming back now with my kids, v'ein l'bonihom. Then, sorok lovi raya alisho v'alabonim. He has to bring proof both. That first of all, that his wife there in America was a miucheses. How do we know? And even if he brings a proof that the lady he married there was a miucheses, who said these kids were her kids? Maybe it was somebody else's. So you have to bring Adam also that these are her kids. Omar Rabba Ba Ravuna. V'kulam b'kruchum achreel. That's how the Mishnah says the kids, you don't need a proof. It's only when the young kids clinging to the mother. They run around the mother. So that's a chazaka to say these kids come from her. Therefore, you don't need a chazaka. You don't need a proof. But if there be older kids that don't cling to the mother, you'd have to have Adam for the kids are her kids also. Tana Rabbanan, learn like this. The man comes back to Eretz Yisrael and says, I got married in America. So maybe Raya Alisha, he has to bring a proof. This is his wife. But V'ein Tzorach Lo V'Raya Alabonim. He doesn't have to bring a proof if the kids are young. But maybe Raya Alagdolim. Clearly, if he has bigger kids now, then he has to bring a proof that these kids are from her. Because since they don't cling to her, how do we know that's the real mother? Maybe the kids are Anasufi. Maybe the kids you bought there. So therefore, we have to have proof to say that them yuchesis. But the ain't so glovy raya laktanim. But if the young kids, you don't have to bring proof. But medavam amurim. When do we say this? Bishachas. If you have only one wife, avol b'shtei noshim. If you have two wives there, then maybe raya alisha v'yalabonim. Then you have to bring a proof both that the isha is from yecheses and that these kids depends which ones they are from. Alakderim v'alaktanim. Even though you have young kids now and they're clinging to one wife, let's say you only come back with one wife. The other wife died there, so you can't bring a proof that these kids are her kids. Because maybe these kids are the other wife's kids. Just they're clinging to her because she raised them. So if you have two wives, then one kid is not a proof who the mother is. Because maybe they're clinging to the other one because she raised her. So then you have to have proof for both the Ketanim and the Gedolim to know exactly these are her kids. So then if you have a proof that she was a Miucheses, and we know these are her kids, then the kids are also the Cheskas Miucheses that Kahanim can marry them. Now, Amar Reshlaka, Reshlaka says,